Commissioner Katz sat down with WNPR to explain why DCF believes the juvenile should be detained at an adult prison. She says there's no question the teen has experienced significant trauma from being sexually abused. Katz says the child came into DCF custody in 2009 when she was 11 or 12, not at the age of 5 as her attorneys have stated. And she says during this time, the juvenile had a long history of assaulting her peers and staff, so late last year, the commissioner agreed to send her to a facility for girls in Massachusetts.
And at the time, I said, I'm running out of options. She engaged in some of her typical, I hate to say typical, but some behaviors, assaulting youth, grabbing hair, punching. But the one that really was sort of the final straw, frankly, was the one that occurred at the end of January.
That's when the teen got into a fight with staff. Katz says the teen fractured a staff member's jaw and temporarily blinded her. The teen's attorneys say there were only minor injuries and no charges were filed. Nevertheless, Katz says it was after this incident that DCF filed a motion to transfer custody to DOC. She acknowledges the criticisms against her and the agency, but Katz says she stands by the decision.
I would not have done it differently, despite all of the, despite all of the hate mail that I have since received. I would not have done it differently because I felt it was the best option that the agency had at the time. And until things change, I continue to feel that way.
Now, the agency is working with the Department of Correction to make sure the teen is seen by a DCF social worker 3 times a week and is connected to education, recreation, and counseling. Katz refutes the claim by some of the teen's advocates that the juvenile is being singled out because she's a transgender female. Katz says her agency's goal is to help the 16-year-old as long as DCF remains her legal guardian. And she doesn't rule out moving the teen from York when the time is appropriate.
The court order says to be evaluated, I think it was 6 months. I mean, I wouldn't wait 6 months. If she got to a point where her behaviors were under control, and I could be confident that her dangerous proclivities would not be exhibited around my other girls and my staff, I would welcome her with open arms.
Critics say Katz should have placed the teen at the new locked girls unit at the Solnit campus in Middletown. Meanwhile, an attorney for the teen has sued the state and is requesting the juvenile be moved out of the correctional facility as soon as possible. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.